You know, I am convinced that we have to look up to see the signs. And we're going to see that help is closer to us than we really believe. And we don't always have to look up. All we have to do is look around. Because God has littered the landscape of creation with signs. Everywhere you turn, you can find signs of life, signs of love, signs of mercy. But I think we all know that there are signs and then there are signs. And I'm not talking about Mount Healthy Locksmith. I'm talking about the sacraments, the seven signs of the new covenant. Because the sacraments are what make us Catholics. And the sacraments are often what makes Catholicism so alien to non-Catholics. Sacraments, I remember, you know, asking my Catholic friends in the cafeteria, where do you find sacraments in the Bible? And they'd look at me with a blank stare, and I knew the answer. You don't find, it's not, the term isn't found a single time anywhere in the Old or New Testament. So there. And I would try to go on from that point to show them that sacraments are really superstitious. Or worse, they're like, you know, magical, manipulative, and mechanical means to do what? To basically try to get God to do what we want. You need the Bible. You know, and that sort of thing is what I did. I want to just kind of put it in reverse and turn around and say, you know what? The sacraments are not what we do for God so much as they're what God does for us. The sacraments are not what we do in order to get God to do what we want. The sacraments are what He does in order to empower us to do what He wants. I had it backwards. Far from manipulating God, God is empowering us through these seven signs of the new covenant. Just as a footnote, I want to just insert one more thing. Why isn't the word sacrament found anywhere in the Bible? Because sacrament is derived from sacramentum, which is a Latin word. And the Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek, not Latin. But when the Bible was translated into Latin, guess what word you find lots of times throughout the Old and the New Testaments? Sacramentum. And no wonder. Look up in a Latin dictionary or lexicon the word sacramentum. And what is the basic meaning of that well-used ancient Latin term? Sacramentum is a covenant oath. Covenant oath. Now you might be thinking, okay, so what? Well, what's so interesting about covenant making in the Bible is that you don't make covenants unless you swear oaths. And what does the Bible consist of? Not contracts, but covenants. It's not the old and the new contract. It's the old and the new covenant. And what's the difference between a covenant and a contract? In a contract, this is yours, and now that is mine. Because through a contract, we exchange property. And all it takes to exchange property in a contract is consent. A sign. The sign of a contract is your signature, your name. Why? Because you say something like, I give you my word, and they give you their word. And that word is your name and their name. And you can walk away from that person after signing that contract and never have any more dealings with him again. It's not the same with a covenant. When you enter into a covenant with another person, it isn't simply this is yours and that is mine. The language of the covenant is, I am yours and you are mine. Why? Because it isn't just property being exchanged. It is life being given. Persons who share their life in communion. Contracts involve profit, the profit motive. Covenants involve sacrifice. Not just animal sacrifice, but self-sacrifice. And so to confuse a covenant with a contract would be like confusing marriage with prostitution. But we have in our tradition a very clear distinction between contracts based on promises and covenants that always start out as contracts. They always begin with promises, but then they have to be upgraded. It isn't enough to give you my word or for you to give me yours. In order for there to be a covenant made, there must be an oath sworn, because what do we do when we swear an oath? We invoke the holy name of God. So what? Well, one out of the Ten Commandments is devoted to that action. The first command, have no other gods before me. The second command is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. It doesn't say you shall not take the name of the Lord, but rather you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, insincerely. What is that talking about? Invoking God's name is how you make a covenant. It's how you swear an oath. Now, I know that in the secular world, oaths are sworn all the time by politicians who break their promises, by witnesses who perjure themselves. We won't get into that. But there is no covenant unless there is an oath, and the Latin word for oath is sacramentum. Now, it's interesting because that's the Latin word for oath, but does anybody here happen to know what the Hebrew word for oath swearing is? It's a simple Hebrew word that is pronounced Sheva. It looks like Sheba, S-H-E-B-A. It's pronounced Sheva. It literally means to swear an oath or to seven oneself.